This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes. And John, as we've been reporting all morning, three Americans were seized and detained by Iranian authorities this weekend. Well, we have now their identities, Shane Bauer and Sarah Sheward, both journalists, and their hiking companion is Josh Fatal. On the phone with us is Sandy Close, Executive Director of Pacific News Service, where she served as Shane Bauer's editor. Thank you for joining us, Sandy.
Sure.
So, Sandy, can you please explain to us, what was your relationship with Shane? Was he there on assignment for you?
I had met Shane when he and Sarah first left for the Middle East in the fall of 2008. He had this magnificent portfolio of photographs, a great record of travel, and a passion to go back to the Middle East to deepen his knowledge of Arabic, which already was considerable, to immerse himself in Arab cultures, and wanted to know if he could send us occasional articles. Well, of course, so many of us in journalism today rely heavily on the dedication of what I would call shoestring explorers, people willing to go out, take risks, write extraordinary things for us, and depend essentially on their own initiative, and hope that their stories will find a editor.
I see. So, Sandy, did you and he discuss this particular trip and his efforts to collect news?
He sent an email to me on July 27th that he was going to go to Iraqi Kurdistan. He wanted to get a feel for the region, and it was a good time to go because of the Kurdish elections. He expected to spend a week there and would plan to send us a report back from that region.
Well, Sandy, let me focus on some details there. If he wanted to immerse himself in Arab culture, he probably shouldn't have chosen Iran to go to. And that particular border between Iraqi Kurdistan and Iranian Kurdistan is famously known for being a way to smuggle yourself into Iran. So even though they say they were hikers, it's a pretty suspicious set of circumstances, it seems to me.
It's also known as an incredibly majestic a landscape, and as many of his friends will corroborate, Shane was drawn to the beauty of mountains. I have lots of photographs of him, sometimes with Sarah, who was doing humanitarian work in the Middle East, camping out in terrain that many other backpackers were also drawn to. And I know, you know, Shane was very deliberate about his journalism. He did not speak Farsi. He never indicated an interest in writing about Iran. And his focus was on Arabic, the Arabic
Middle
East.
Sandy, can we just clarify then? So he was there to make a photographic record of his travels? This was not a political assignment?
Beyond the email he sent that said he was going to get a feel for Iraqi Kurdistan, the only thing I can speculate is that, as with many others who've told me they know those mountains and that they're majestic, he and Sarah were undoubtedly taking their friend
Sandy?
A hike in the mountains.
Sandy, forgive me. I have to cut you off. We're running out of time. But thank you so much for joining us, and particularly so early in the morning. I hope you're holding up well. That was Sandy Close, Executive Director of Pacific News Service and New America Media.